Chapter 2. Little Bill and a Caterpillar. Alice started to cry again. How could she leave the hall now? But then she heard the noise of feet again, and there was the White Rabbit. He came to Alice.
Oh dear! Where are they?
He said quietly.
He is looking for his gloves and fan, Alice thought.
She looked at the floor next to her. But the gloves and fan were not there. Then the White Rabbit opened the door and looked at Alice.
What are you doing, Mary Ann?
He shouted.
Run home and get me some gloves and a fan. Go quickly.
Alice was frightened. She jumped up and she began to run.
Who is Mary Ann?
She thought.
And how can I find the White Rabbit's home?
Suddenly, she came to a little house. She walked to the door and she saw the words W Rabbit above it. Alice went into the house and she saw some white gloves and a fan. She took them and she started to leave. But then she saw a small bottle on the table. It did not have the words, drink me, on it, but Alice drank it anyway. Alice started to grow. She got bigger and bigger very quickly. She did not fit in the room. She put one arm out of the window and one foot up the chimney. Alice was not happy.
What can I do now?
She thought. Then she heard a noise.
Mary Ann! Mary Ann! Get my gloves and fan!
The White Rabbit tried to come into the house, but he could not open the door because Alice was behind it. Then the rabbit went to the window. Alice got the rabbit in her big hand and she dropped him. Then Alice heard the rabbit. He spoke to someone.
Bill, he said, go down the chimney and get my gloves and fan.
Oh, Bill is coming down the chimney, Alice thought.
I can kick him out then.
She got her foot ready. Then she heard a noise in the chimney and she kicked her foot hard. Poor little Bill flew out of the chimney.
Bill is coming out of the chimney,
the rabbit shouted.
Catch him!
Suddenly, something hit Alice's face. It was a small stone. Alice looked at the stone, but now it was a cake. Alice was very surprised, but she ate the cake. She started to get smaller and smaller, and she was very happy. She ran out of the door and she was surprised to see a big group of animals. In the middle of the group, she saw Bill the Lizard. But the animals were angry. They looked at Alice and she quickly ran away. Alice ran and ran and then she came to a big mushroom. On top of the mushroom, there was a blue caterpillar.
Who are you?
The caterpillar asked Alice. I do not know, Alice answered. I am not me today. Today is a strange day. Sometimes I am big, and sometimes I am small.
You are very small now, the caterpillar said. Are you happy?
No, I'm not. I want to be taller, Alice said. Can you help me? The caterpillar came down from the mushroom.
One side of the mushroom makes you small, and the other side makes you big,
the caterpillar said. And then it moved away into the grass. Alice looked at the mushroom. She put out her arms and she took a piece of it with her right hand. Then she took a piece with her left hand. Alice ate some of the mushroom in her right hand. She started to get smaller fast.
Oh dear, she thought. I am too small now. I do not want to get smaller.
And she quickly ate some of the mushroom in her left hand. Alice stopped getting smaller and she started to grow.
Good,
Alice thought. But then she started to get too tall. She quickly ate a small piece from her right hand. She stopped growing and she got a little smaller. Now Alice was Alice again. She was not too tall or too small.